Mobile.
David, 10-4 DJC.
Well, why did you go up to the today?
I was just arising from a short nap, I think. If I wasn't napping, I was close to it.
Hope it didn't wake you up, but anyway. Well, I'm just a glutton for punishment. I'm headed back to the sports club. I'm going to play some more tennis. I just played a clinic at 9 this morning, but some guys needed somebody for doubles, and they needed one more person, so I told them I'd play.
Sounds like that'd probably be fun. It's pretty toasty outside. The humidity's not great today, I don't think, but it was not as bad as it was yesterday, I don't believe.
It's gonna be toasty, that's for sure. But I need to sweat off a few pounds, so what the heck. And 3 o'clock supposed to be about the hottest part of the day.
It doesn't get cooler till later on in the afternoon after the sun goes down and starts cooling off a little bit. We haven't had any. We had a bit of breeze today at all either. I noticed. I've been kind of keeping an eye outside, but I don't think we've had any wind at all. We're going to get some good rain this weekend, though. So the yard's nice and getting greened up pretty nicely, and hopefully the guys gonna cut my grass a little later on in the week, and it'll be looking good by then, maybe.
Cut mine. I probably should have cut it yesterday, but I was just too lazy. And besides, it was a holiday, so that's the way I justified it. I said, well, yeah, it's Labor Day, don't want to work on Labor Day.
Some of the holidays, it's like that, especially if it no longer applies to me, but I still don't labor on Labor Day unless I have to.
What always got me was I always had to work on my birthday, and so finally I don't have to work on my birthday unless I just choose to do some work.
Years ago, I started out working back in the 70s. I remember when I was working for Milliken down in Thompson, Georgia. Back then we worked kind of a, I might have been working a mini shift then, but I think I was working a game because the swing shift. I had to work on the 4th of July, 1976. And I said to myself that I hope one of these days that I won't have to work on holidays like that. It didn't take me about 30 years. About 30 years before I didn't do that anymore when I started working in sales, and I didn't work on holidays anymore then. Didn't work on weekends either.
I guess about the best job I had that had the best benefits and holidays was the county, because you got a bunch of holidays off, and I think we got like 10 or 11. It was about every holiday that is on the calendar. And plus, your vacation, sick days. So that was nice. That was one thing I liked about that job. Of course, there were some downsides too, because one week out of the month, you were on call 24/7. During the year, on the weekends, and if they had too many ambulances break down and they ran out of spares, they'd call you in. Would have to work.
For a long time, I've worked a lot of holidays over the years, and worked a bunch of Thanksgiving days, and I even worked New Year's Day a few times when I was in manufacturing. But And then later on, when I changed to another company, they always stopped everything off the week of 4th of July and the week of Christmas to let people, you know, get their vacations in, mainly because it was one of those 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-day things. It always worked out good. Everybody got off the same time. You didn't have to worry about something going on while you were off and that sort of deal. But, I did not miss working on the weekends and working on the holidays and all the sort of things that I had to do in those earlier years. It's just a pleasure. Of course, my son-in-law works for Greenville County, so he gets all those holidays too. And he's off an awful lot in addition to his vacation. Of course, I don't ever hear him complaining about it either, though.
Before CPA, what does he do for the county?
County liaison between for the legislature, but now he does, he's head of all the recreation in Greenville County.
So he's, he looks after all the parks and all that, I guess.
That's what he does now. He does that. I think he's got some other duties too, but that's part of it. I'm not sure exactly what, like I said, we don't talk too much about it. We got other things to talk about when we see each other, but he doesn't say a whole lot about it, but he stays busy there when he's working. He works for the county council.
I was in some traffic here, and I'm trying to pay attention. Oh, me. Haywood Road can be fun.
Head over to Malden. We're going to be there about 5 or so to pick my granddaughter up at volleyball practice today. My grandson's got soccer practice, so we're going to go help out. We usually help him out on Tuesdays anyway, because he's got a council meeting. I don't know if he's got one today or not, but he usually has a council meeting on Tuesdays, I think twice a month. My daughter didn't get away from the station until about 6:30 or 7 o'clock those days. So we help them out a couple of times a week. But I'm not looking forward to getting in that traffic today. I'm sure it's not gonna be light.
I used to pick one of my grandsons up from school, and always it was usually like 1 or 2 days a week, and always having to go and sit in that line and zigzag around, and but I'd always try to get there. I'd get there almost an hour early just so I didn't have to wait in a long line, I'm not a patient waiter when it comes to waiting in long lines. I just don't like it.
I have to pick him up after school. I used to pick him. He did after school stuff at a church, and so we don't usually pick him up to about 4 or so. And it's not, it's just a small group. But get in line at these middle schools, and you have to get in the right line, and and then people get in the wrong line. They swap it back and forth, and it's just a big mess. And these middle schools, some of them got so big now. I think they got probably 700 students at this one. It's saying we try to get there about, if we could, I think they get out about 3:15 evening, and we get there about 2:45. There's still a lot of people in front of us, but once the line gets moving, it starts moving. But I'm like you, I don't like sitting in that kind of line.
That's a great thing, because when I was little, we just walked out the door and walked home, and there wasn't nobody. There wasn't nobody there checking on us or nothing else. I mean, all of that. Let me make sure I got the machine here. So when it was raining, our neighbor would, she had 3 children that went to the same school, so we would ride with them, and they lived across the street, so... It wasn't an inconvenience for her to give us a ride home, and we appreciate appreciated it when it was raining, his old Studebaker, and but there was nobody checking to see if you got in the right car or anything. Now you got to have some kind of a number or color or something in your car to let the person know that who you're picking up. And if you don't have it, you don't get, as they say, no tiki, no laundry.
You should now have them. I think they've got like a QR code on them or a scan code. They come through the lines and scan all of them. You have to have the ticket sitting out there so they can scan it to make sure you're right, you know, that you belong there. And it has to be the right color, like you say, and that sort of thing. It has to have the name on it. But we don't have to do that quite so, because she has volleyball practice, you know, like 3 or 4 days a week, and has a game on Mondays and Wednesdays. And they have a neighbor that lives about 2 hours down from them that picks her up. She doesn't have to do that, so they ride. I think one of them takes them to school in the morning, and the other one, you know, brings them home in the afternoon. So she didn't have practice. But I lived about 3 blocks from my elementary school, so I usually walked through my bike. And then when we went to high school in the 8th grade, it was like first through the 7th at our elementary, and I guess that was considered a middle school then. I was probably probably 3 blocks, 2 or 3 blocks from high school either. I didn't generally walk because you get run over. But we'd have a group of us, we'd all file in, somebody's mother's taking us by there. Or sometimes I'd walk home in the afternoon, so, but in the mornings over the rains, it might always hitch a ride somehow. I made it back and forth all the time, though.
It's amazing the things we did when we were little, and, you know, like we rode our bikes with no helmet, and, I mean, I rode my bike like crazy. I mean, we had hills and streets, you know, that we could go down and get some speed up, and, you know, I had a few spills. I skimped my knees and probably my hands and that kind of thing, but, you know, I just got back on it and took off, and, but anyway, you know, we didn't have seat belts in cars, and we didn't ride in car seats, and, you know, it's a wonder we made it out alive.
I think it just weren't as many cars on the road then, maybe, David. I don't know. I know in our little town there wasn't, but always had the school crossing guards up there, and the cops directed traffic sometimes, but not until later on did the cops even go up there and start directing. But the schools, it wasn't that big of a town. We had several, like first through seventh grade schools out in the county. We had like 5 or 6 of them, and they all went to high school in the eighth or ninth grade, I think. And so we didn't have many people at each school. Now they consolidate everything, and it's much bigger now. Yeah, you know, it's just a whole different world. But, you know, I remember my kids when I was growing up, they just couldn't believe it. I rode my bike to school and walked back and forth to school by myself when I was in the first or second grade. And, you know, somebody didn't abduct me. Of course, you didn't hear. It didn't happen. You didn't hear about it in those days, one or the other. But I guess it was a far safer world then than it is now.
Somebody took me, they would have brought me back at sunrise when they got a good look at me, so they wouldn't have kept me. But anyway, I went to Augusta Circle, and we lived on Moultrie Street, which was several blocks down from many blocks down from the school. But, you know, we just walked, didn't think much about it, really. We just, me and the Duncan kids I was talking about, we just walk and, you know, talk as we walked home. And who knows, I don't even know what we talked about. But we were always talking about something, and that's just the way it was. And, we walked to school as well, so, and we got on that box, and he would ride us down to the end of the street to the stop sign, and then we'd get off. And so we'd always get a ride on the motorcycle when he was going back to work.
Oh, yeah, I remember those motorcycles like that. They had them here in Anderson. We didn't have them in Hartwell. We had one motorcycle cop. It was just a regular motorcycle. But I remember those three-wheelers there. They were popular back in the 50s and 60s. You don't see them anymore, I don't guess, but they were pretty dang popular. I remember seeing a lot of bigger cities, bigger towns and cities, I guess. But, you know, back in those days, too, I think part of it, they kept crazy people locked up, too. They let them out wander the streets like they do now. The asylums or whatever the politically correct terminology for them is now, they just... Yeah, they didn't keep, you know, they just turned them loose. They don't, you know, back in those days, they keep them locked up. You'd never hear from them again.
Yeah, we call it a service car.
4CBA, I missed that transmission there from whoever broke in there. Say that again.
It was a service car.
Is that what they called them? I remember, I'm a member of Greenville Natives on Facebook, and they put a picture of them all the motorcycles they had them back then, and all the riders were sitting on them, and my neighbor, Mr. Duncan, he was sitting on his, he was in the picture, and I don't know how many there were, it looked like it was about 12, 15 of them in that picture, and of course it was a black and white picture for the newspaper.
Oh, I wouldn't think you could call the service car even being a motorcycle, but that's the name they had them.
Good to know. Well, Jerry, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm at the sports club, and I've got a few things to do before I can start playing and change shoes for one thing. But anyway, I'll talk to you later, and I'll stick around for your final, but I always enjoy talking with you. 73's KB4CBA.
Later, Dave. 73, have a good game. Take it easy after you get through. Talk to you later. KB4CBA, M4DG3.